Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mully and Haw.
No better way to wake up in the morning than with you two.
Live and local. Chicago sports talk for your morning on 670 The Score. FootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Hey, Monday! Hey, Monday! We get better bet!
We get beat! NFL Insider, Mike Florio.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the Score. Always a delight to talk to Mike Florio, and he joins us now on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. How are you guys today?
Good.
You know, I can't wait to ask you about Roger Goodell and his performance in front of Congress. I was curious as I saw it if what your thoughts were on the subject, and it's always fun to see Roger kind of admit he has no power, or he doesn't want to discipline anyone, or he works for someone.
It was amazing to me to see how adroitly he handled questioning from Congress when he can't just pivot like he does at a press conference from one topic to the next. It's easy at a press conference because you get asked a question by a reporter, you give them a non-answer. When you finish, another reporter asks you a different question on a different topic. So you don't get the, sir, you didn't answer my question. He got some of that yesterday, and he still was able to give non-answers and filibuster his way through the five-minute increments and avoid saying anything of real substance. The one thing that continues to stand out for me, though, two points I'll make. First, he was on the ropes a little bit under questioning from Jamie Raskin, representative from Maryland, about why they didn't prepare a full report of the Washington Commanders investigation and simply redact the names of people who wanted confidentiality. And Raskin pointed out that in 2013, 2014, with the Miami Dolphins bullying scandal, that's exactly what they did. And at the end of the day, Goodell just had to simply shrug and say, well, redaction doesn't always work in my world. So that was a little bit of progress. I don't know if it's going to force the NFL to change things, but at least it exposes what a bogus claim that was. And as to the question he got on whether or not he would remove Daniel Snyder as an owner, the proper question should have been, will you take steps under the NFL's constitution and bylaws to initiate the process? Because even though he doesn't have the power to remove him, he's got the power to start the process of removal. That's the question he should have been asked.
And that's where it becomes a semantics game, Mike. I think you're exactly right, because he does not have necessarily the authority to do so, but he does have the power to persuade people to start the process and to go in that direction, which is why I wonder, I know that the CBA has limited the scope of his powers in recent years, but look, whether it comes to forcing Daniel Snyder out or discipline Deshaun Watson, you know, these are both related to the idea of how weakened the powers of Roger Goodell have become when it comes to needing him to make a strong statement.
Well, and actually, on Deshaun Watson, they've created the impression that he has less power, but at the end of the day, he still has full power because he still retains jurisdiction over any appeal of whatever an outside disciplinary officer decides to do with Deshaun Watson. And as long as any discipline at all is imposed by the disciplinary officer, the commissioner can come in and say, thanks for your service, but we're going to go ahead and discipline him the way that we had proposed to discipline him in the first place. So he's still got the power. He's just in a position where he's less criticized for having full power. It's a very deft move. He still retains the ability to do whatever he wants, But there are more people out there who think, oh, he doesn't have the power to do whatever he wants. And he does. And I'm telling you, under the Constitution and bylaws, all he has to do is come to the conclusion that the maximum fine is insufficient, and he can refer the matter to the NFL's executive committee for consideration of the question of whether or not an owner should be forced to sell the team. He can do it whenever he wants. And the reality is, Congress is dealing with a bunch of different things. I don't expect them to be chapter and verse experts on every nuance of what is landing in front of them for a given hearing. But it really was eye-opening, and it makes me wonder how much expertise they have in any of these hearings when they are going around from topic to topic, industry to industry, hearing after hearing. I think it's impossible to truly understand all the nuances, and it makes you wonder how hard it is or easy it is to get to the truth of the things they're really trying to get to the bottom of. But I doubt that they encounter many witnesses as good as Goodell is at dancing around questions and never really providing answers.
Yeah, I mean, are they afraid ultimately, Mike, that if they somehow went after Daniel Snyder, that he'd go after them, that he would open up a Pandora's box type of thing? Is that why the owners are operating in clearly self-interest here, and Goodell doing the same thing? And will Congress actually subpoena him and get him to come in, and will he say anything?
Well, Carolyn Maloney, the chairperson of the Oversight Committee, said yesterday twice that they will be subpoenaing Daniel Snyder for a deposition next week. Now, it won't be an open hearing, but at least he'll be forced to come testify. Whether or not it happens next week or some future week, we'll see. Because he wasn't in the country this week, there's no reason to think he's going to be back next week. But I think a couple of things about the NFL's concerns with Snyder. First of all, if you go after him, you better be ready for a dirty, nasty, ugly fight, because he's not leaving unless he's bound and gagged and kicking and screaming. He's not going to sell the team. You can put out whatever you want that makes him look bad. And, you know, some think that maybe the desire to have no transparency with this Beth Wilkinson report that got brushed under the rug July 1 of last year came from the NFL. From Snyder's perspective, I mean, everybody already reviles him. Are they going to hate him anymore because things come out about what he said and what he did? But when you consider what it means for the NFL, if people get caught up in this, more John Gruden's, who may have sent emails and received emails from people who work for the team, and Gruden was brought down because of the emails he sent to former team president Bruce Allen, or just the fact that you're creating a precedent that could be applied to other owners. You get a disgruntled employee who makes a complaint. It's viewed as significant enough to have an independent investigation. And it's like getting your taxes audited. They start looking under rocks and maybe they find something. The next thing you know, you got to worry about having to sell your team. Not every owner has the same stubbornness that Snyder has. When Jerry Richardson got himself into a jackpot in late 2017, he just threw his keys on the table and walked away. Snyder is the one who will fight and fight and fight and fight and fight, and I don't think they want that fight.
So, Mike, Rob Gronkowski retires, but wouldn't it have been better if he just said, okay, I'm going to skip training camp, stay in shape, and talk to me after Labor Day when I might be interested in coming back?
Well, I think it's more like talk to me after Halloween or maybe even after Thanksgiving. I think at the core of this, and he's not going to say it. Look, he's one of those guys like Terry Bradshaw and Sonny Bono, and it really makes me feel old to mention Sonny Bono because most people don't remember who Sonny Bono was if they ever knew. But, you know, that kind of I'm playing like I'm a dummy even though I'm not. Gronk is smart enough that he knows he can't come out and say, hey, look, I'd play for the Buccaneers right now if they'd offer me $15 million for this year, which is what I deserve, maybe more. I'm not going to play for $8, $9, $10 million. I'm not going to get out of bed for that. I'm not doing that again. So if they're going to pay me less than what I think I should get, I'll play less than the whole season, and I'll come in if the team's doing well and maybe try to win a Super Bowl. And what Drew Rosenhaus, his agent, and I think it's the first time in the 21 years I've been covering the NFL that an agent called BS on his client. But Rosenhaus said, I think he'll play this season or next season. Watch next year when Tom Brady goes to a new team, puts out the Gronk signal, and Gronkowski becomes fascinated with the idea of winning a Super Bowl with a third different team with Tom Brady as his quarterback.
Oh, gosh, that's awesome. Mike, you're the best. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Good stuff.
That is Mike Florio. Come on. Wouldn't that be something? How old would 46, 47, and then Gronk would be like 35?
Especially if it's the Dolphins. Can you see Gronk in South Beach and Miami?
Oh, yeah.
That would be something.
Yeah. Be it. Yo Soy Fiesta, my friend. All right, 312-644-6767.
Let's switch gears.
We're going to switch gears. We're going to talk some Cubs, and we're going to do that next, and we're going to do it with Ryan Dempster from the Marquee Network. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.